The 2016 legislative session begins Monday, and lawmakers already have more than a dozen initiatives on their agenda aimed at improving air quality. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Patrice Arendt is a Democrat representing Salt Lake County's Mill Creek area, and members of the bipartisan Clean Air Caucus she started a few years ago are behind most of the air quality priorities on this year's legislative agenda. Arendt says many of the initiatives have to do with money.
Appropriations requests are not bills with numbers, but they're very, very important.
Funds are needed to convert dirty school buses and provide incentives for cleaner business equipment. Arendt says money is also necessary to modernize Utah's pollution monitoring system and to do scientific research on its challenging pollution problems.
I don't think the legislature wants to spend money on programs unless there's good data behind them, good research.
Lawmakers are also expected to consider revamping pollution penalties that are decades old and allowing taxpayers to donate to air quality programs on their state tax returns. Bills will also deal with solar panels, electric car recharging stations, and clean gasoline. In addition, lawmakers will very likely mediate a fight that's been simmering all year as home builders and air quality advocates fight over updating building codes so that homes and businesses pollute less. Arendt says air pollution's a big issue on Utah's Capitol Hill these days.
The public has had a great impact. There is no question about it. When legislators hear from their constituents about a problem, they want to respond. So if the public wants to be involved, the first thing they need to do is contact their legislators.
Utahns have become more concerned in recent years about the ways poor air quality affects their health, quality of life, and the economy. Governor Gary Herbert has requested around $7 million in next year's budget for key air quality programs like monitoring and research. But that money won't be spent unless lawmakers approve it. Judy Face, KUER News.